Chapter 51, Over the Enchanted Ground. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Proverbs 6, verse 9, A Forest. As they were talking, the travelers arrived at the enchanted ground. An awful or strong smell hung there. It made you drowsy. Briars and thorns were growing abundantly, except for where there was an enchanted arbor. An arbor is meant to rest in. You can sit there or lie down to sleep. But some people wonder if it is wise to do so in this place. They are afraid you will not be able to arise, or that you will never wake up again in this world. Through this forest, the travelers continued. They all had to go through it. Mr. Greatheart was in the front, for he was their guide. Mr. Valiant for Truth came behind, so that he could keep a close eye on dangers. It was possible that they would be attacked by an enemy, a dragon, a giant, or a thief. "You should come right behind me, Mr. Feeble Mind," Mr. Greatheart said. "And you, Mr. Despondency, stay close to Mr. Valiant for Truth." Thus they traveled on, every man with a drawn sword. In the meantime, they tried to encourage each other as much as possible. When they had not traveled very far, a dense fog and thick darkness suddenly fell on the travelers. Because of this, they could hardly see each other for a while. In order to let each other know that they were still walking together, they made sure they talked to each other. They could not walk by sight now, for they saw nothing. They had to listen and follow. It was very difficult to travel in this way, even for the strong men. It was much worse for the women and children. Their feet were weaker and their hearts tender. But the words of Mr. Greatheart and Mr. Valiant for Truth encouraged them, and by this they proceeded a great distance. In this area lay much sludge and mud on the way. That made walking even harder and more tiring. What a terrible journey this was! If only an inn could be found, then the weaker ones could rest a while. But there was not one in this area. Grunting, puffing, and sighing was heard often. The one tumbled over a bush, another one was stuck in the mire, and some children even lost their shoes. "I cannot go on any more," someone suddenly cried. "Stop," another one cried. "Where are you?" "I am stuck. I am stuck in the bushes," came the sad reply. After this, a deep sigh was heard. "Oh, I believe I will never get out of here anymore." Arbor, the Slothful's Friend. Finally, they arrived at an arbor. It was nice and warm there, and it looked like a pleasant place for resting. The roof was beautiful. It was skillfully decorated with green twigs. In the arbor were benches and chairs, and there also was a soft couch to lie on if you were tired. Everything looked tempting, especially since the arbor appeared right after the very difficult way. Yet, there was no one who wanted to enter the arbor. No one made even the slightest movement toward that place of rest. I did not notice anything, for they followed what their guide told them to do. He honestly described how dangerous some places were. And what happened? When they were closest to the dangers, they encouraged each other the most. "Come on," their guide called. "Do not give up, even though it looks so nice and good." And that was how it was. It all looked beautiful, but it was not. The arbor was called the Slothful's Friend, and was put there to allure the tired travelers. So then you knew already. A map and a light. In my dream, I saw them continue over this lonely ground. They arrived at a place where you could easily go astray. Certainly, they had a guide, and if it would have been light, he could have easily shown them which way to take and which ways to avoid. But in the dark, he did not know either. Happily, Mr. Greatheart had a map in his pocket which showed all the ways which lead to or from the celestial city. But can a map help you without light? But neither was that a problem for Mr. Greatheart. He took a little box from his pocket, a tinder box. The guide never traveled without this tinder box. He opened it and took a flint, a piece of metal, and some combustible material. He hit the metal with the flint a few times. It made sparks which jumped onto the combustible tinder. It burned. There was light. Mr. Greatheart opened his map and looked where they were. "Oh, let us be careful," he cautioned. The others quietly looked at it. "My map shows that we must be very careful at this place and turn right soon." It was a good thing that Mr. Greatheart looked on his map. Otherwise, they would all have been smothered in the mire. For just in front of them, and that even at the end of the nicest way, was a pit full of mire. No one knew how deep it was. That pit was dug there on purpose to let pilgrims perish. When I saw this in my dream, I thought, everyone going on this journey should have such a map with them. Then, if he did not know the way anymore, he could take it out to see which way he must go. Heedless and too bold. The journey continued across the enchanted ground until they arrived at a place where was another arbor. It was built at the side of the way. In that arbor lay two men, heedless and too bold. Heedless did not worry about anything. Too bold dared to do everything. These two men went on this journey also. They had come to this place, and they sat down to rest. They were tired of traveling and fell into a deep sleep. When the travelers saw them, they shook their heads. "Oh, what a miserable situation!" "What shall we do?" they asked. "Keep going and leave them, or go inside and try to wake them up?" They agreed that they would go inside to awaken them, that was, if they could. And, very carefully, for it seemed to be so nice here, it was a beautiful arbor. You would say, "It is built for us. Come, let us rest a little while." "Oh, what a danger! So be careful. Do not sit down." They went inside and talked to the men. I think Mr. Greatheart knew these men, because he called them by their names. But no matter how they called, there was no voice nor answer. Nothing happened. Then Mr. Greatheart took them by their arms and tried to shake them awake. He tried everything he could to disturb their rest. One of them opened his eyes a moment. With a sleepy voice, he said, "I will pay you when I get my money." Mr. Greatheart shook his head. The other one woke up too. "I will fight for as long as I can keep my sword in my hand," he mumbled, dazed. One of the little children started laughing. "Why did they say that?" Christiana wanted to know. "They said this in their sleep," Mr. Greatheart answered. "No matter whether you beat or push them, or whatever else you will do, they will only give these strange kinds of answers." Christiana sighed. That means that they are in a deep sleep. True, Mr. Greatheart said. They are exactly like someone who sleeps in the midst of the waves of the sea, or, said in a different way, as one who sleeps on the top of a mast of a ship. The Bible tells us so clearly what these people say. They have stricken me, shalt thou say, and I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. And a little later, they will say that they shall not awake yet, and will drink even more wine. Terrible. Do these men actually know what they are saying? The guide shook his head. If you talk in your sleep, you do not know it. You do not think about what you are saying. It does not make any sense what these men are speaking. But it is actually no different than the way in which they began their journey and sat down in this place here. That was not right either. This is what happens with people who begin their journey but do not care about their life. Such travelers will one day receive their due reward. The enemy has many ways to fool them, and the enchanted ground is one of his last means to trick them. I am sure that he will be successful in this. That is why this arbor is at the end of the way, as you can see. The enemy thinks that he did a very good job by putting it up here. He thought, when are fools most desirous to sit down? When they are tired, right? And when are they most tired? Almost at the end of their journey, of course. What a mean plan, one of the travelers said. Certainly, Mr. Greatheart said. That is why this enchanted ground is so close to the land of Beulah, and also so close to the end of the journey. Let the travelers watch closely. Let them watch, that the same will not happen to them. He who falls asleep here, as you can see, cannot be awakened by anyone. Travelers trembled from what they saw and heard. They wanted to continue and asked Mr. Greatheart if he could provide some light. They preferred to continue with the help of the light of the lantern. Mr. Greatheart did so. Happily, they were able to continue, although it was true that the darkness was very great. In the meantime, the children became tired. They called to him who loved the pilgrims, Lord, wilt thou make our way a little easier? When they were a little further, a wind started to blow. This wind drove the mist away. The sky became clear. They were not completely across the enchanted ground yet, but at least they could see each other again, and the way in which they had to travel was now light. Explanation. The enchanted ground was a dangerous area. Because of the smell which hung there, you could fall into such a deep sleep, and you would never wake up anymore. This shows how dangerous it can be on our journey through this world. The devil wants us to fall into a deep sleep. No, John Bunyan did not mean a normal sleep, but the terrible sleep of sin. Our heart can become so filled with the things of this world that there is no room for the things of the Lord anymore. All our thoughts about God and about eternity fade away. Earlier, perhaps, we could bow our knees. We felt that we could not die the way we were, and perhaps even asked, forgive me all of my sins. But then we became enchanted by the beautiful things of the world. We forgot the one thing needful and fell into a deep sleep. Other people get enchanted by a wrong religion. There they can believe in Jesus without having a sorrow about sin. The devil does not care how we fall asleep, as long as we are not busy with the one thing needful. God's children must cross this ground also. They also struggle with drowsiness, and if it becomes dark too, the dangers are extremely great. Sometimes it is so dark in their hearts that they cannot see if they are on the right way anymore. It becomes even more difficult when the ground becomes dangerous. Even their shoes may get stuck in the mire. How the world can draw us! But it becomes most difficult when the travelers arrive at a resting place. The devil knows exactly when God's children are weak. Especially at those times he offers them rest. Come, he will say, now let go of all the things of God for a while. Take your rest in this world. Forget all of your difficulties and enjoy the rest. It is wonderful if there are servants of God who guide the travelers across this ground. Men like Mr. Greatheart and Mr. Valiant for Truth. They used a map and a light. A servant of God must show the way by the word of God. They need the light of God's Spirit for that. Thus the travelers are kept from dangers, and they will get through this world. It is terrible if we are like too bold. Then we think we can do without a guide. And if we are like heedless, we do not worry about anything. Then we are not afraid of dying without a new heart anymore. Neither are we afraid of the dangers of the world. A miracle needs to happen to wake us up.